Weiter in Shas, we are in Chulin, the Tzadiches. Speaking of on Tzadiches, I'm a beast, but a bottom of the page. Four lines up from the bottom, here we go. Bow, 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 bow. Beitza b'shishim, v'ein beitza min minyan. An egg is bata b'shishim, and the egg is not part of the count of the 60. Amar le'Rav Yehuda bar Avin le'Abaye. Lememer de'yava taima. Do you want to say that the egg is giving a tam? It's giving taste to other foods that are cooked along with it. Says Rashi, when it's cooked with other things. I have Amri Inshe, but the people say, Kimaya de Beba Alma. It's a phrase, an expression like, it tastes like egg water. If they want to show that like there's no taste. Ah, so must be eggs don't give over flavor to food that's cooked with them. So why is it then? Why is it? Is it necessary to have 60 against the egg to matir that which is cooked with it? It don't give no time anyway. Says Gemara, Marley, Marley. Hachamay Skina, what are we talking about? Beep, turn the page. Sadi Chesem Anaf. Bebeitza Sefroach. With a froach, an unhatched egg that has a chick in it. Oh, says Rashi, Shabbos, no sing tam. Velo Shma. This is the buser that does give a time. And I don't care if this is a treif one, I don't care if this is a tar one, this is a nevela. Right? This, you're not allowed to eat at that stage. It can't be shechted over there. And no shechita, it's a nevela. Aval, tamea, lo. But in the case of a non kosher egg that doesn't have a chick, then Rachavi maskim. It's not going to be mevatel. It's not going to need bitol because it's not giving any time over here. It's Gemara. Avot tamei below for achlo wouldn't need it. Eisvei for Gemara. Really? Is that so? But we always have a brayse that says beitzim tahoros sheshlakan and beitzim tameos. If you have kosher tamei non-kosher eggs that are cooked along with kosher eggs, yeim. If it has no same time, if the kosher eggs have an amount which the tummy eggs are going to get flavor, then kulan asurus, although we're going to be asur. Must be the non-kosher eggs do give time. And for the Gemara, you're also basically only talking about an unhatched egg that has a chick. And not with a regular one of a non-kosher thing. If I might correlate tomato, why was it called tomato? Because Kevin Davis, but for a correlate tomato, it's usher, it's tummy. It can't be eaten right now because there's no shchita. Rashi says, it feels of tar, even if it's an of tar. In fact, no more of almi to katani seifa. Now hold it down, but we know, what does it say in the seifa? Beitzim sheshlakim v'nimsa. Efroach ma'achiz man. Let's say you have eggs that were cooked together. And an onach chick was found in one of them. Im yesh ma'am at no same time. If the kosher eggs are getting the no same time. The coolest source are going to be awesome. The Reisha, must be that the first part, which is talking about tummy eggs, the last one for Achaske, the second one is where there is no frog that's going on over there. Because if the first one is also done with an egg of a kosher thing that had an unhatched chick, the Bryson would be saying exactly the same thing twice. It is saying the same thing. Perusha Kamatharish, it's just explaining, this is spelling it out, exactly what's going on over here. Right? And that is. The first part is talking about an egg of a kosher species that has a chick in it, unhatched chick. And the latter one, the Bryce is not making a second din. It's just explaining the first one. Beitzim taharos, sheshlokan, and beitzim tameos. Kosher eggs that were cooked together with tamay eggs. Im yesh ben minos in tam, if it's a wasin tam, kulam shos, ola asar, keitzad, kigon sheshlokan, and there's an efrach machazin, like you found that there's an efrach in it. Hachanin mistam, it also makes sense to say this. Hachanami mistabro. It also makes sense to say that the second part is explaining what the first one is saying. These are the Horatia, the less man frachim. When you say the first one's talking about where there is no frach, there's no chick over there, and the second one's talking about, and the second one to be extra. Hashta, the less man frach, if without a frach, it's asur. This is frach, mibayi, would you have to tell me there's a frach? Of course. Rashi says, this by frach, I feel it tahora. Mibayi, culture, again, do you have a time? Of course, give me a time. The ha frach, nevela. It's a nevela. Says going, no. Yimishim ha'aloi. If that's your whole knockoff, now that wouldn't be the case. Because we could say that really the Tana is saying two different cases. First is teaching the case of an egg of a non-kosher thing, and then it's saying the case of an egg of a kosher one that contains it without a check. And as for, you know, a statement that it's unnecessary for the Tana to teach the second case because it can be learned from the first one, Tana sefer l'guli reisha. The Tana said this for the second one in order to clarify the meaning of the first one. Shalot tomar reisha de isba afrach. So you shouldn't say that the first case, which says that the other eggs are usser, is talking about only where the usser egg, where the usser egg has a chick. Of a less afrach sharia. If not, then it would be, if it didn't have a chick, then the other eggs would be mutter. So Tana sefer de isba afrach. The Tana therefore said the seifa after saying about an egg that has a check. Mechal the reisha the less afrach. That implies that one the reisha didn't have one. Rafil achi asur. And even so, it does give tam, and the egg cooked with it are going to be asur. So therefore, it makes sense. It's coming to explain it though. Says it on Yahu kizaisa tarba de nafal bidikula de bisra. There was a kizais of chilif that fell into a pot of meat. As she says, kalachas. Right, so it falls into a meat. Savar of Ashi l'sha'ure b'may d'balad kula. Rav Ashi wanted to measure, you know, to be mevata the chilev in 60, the amount of food, of mutter food in the pot, and then adding that of the mutter food that was estimated was absorbed into the pot, right, when they cooked it. Now she says, Safa Rav Ashi l'she'ure hetera, or lo sufe Allah maja bala kedera kedei levatel se'eser, v'esayu m'shar k'moshe hu bala faninu mitzumekes. This came in front of us already like tzumuk, like shriveled up. Amar le Rabbanan le Rav Ashi, the Rabbanan, meaning these are the Tamidi Rav Ashi. They said to Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi's Rabbanan means Tamidim. Atu de tera bala is the Surah Lobala. You want to include the stuff that got sucked into the pot in order to be 60 to nullify what's in the pot, the Isra in the pot. But the Isra stuff also got bala into it. Why? Only the Heter stuff and not the Isra stuff? I said the Surah Lobala, but to me up. Afa, isn't it stomach? It also shriveled. There was more. We could only do it according to what we see in front of us. There was a chetzi zayis of chila that fell into the pot of meat. Savar mar baravashi l'shir betlosin palge dezesa. Maravashi wanted to measure, he wanted to mevatel in 30 half zaysim. Right, you have half a gazais, so you have 30 half zaysim. It's going to be 60 times. Rashi says mishum deloya kishir haya mezalzel bebitula velo by shishim. He held that one can be a little more lenient in reference to a Durabbanan Isser and be mevata them in the half amount, half the amount necessary midaraisa. Oh, interesting. Half? It was half. Yeah. Oh, interesting. He wanted 30 abzesim and not 60 abzesim. You should have to do 60. All right, so he clearly was saying that. Well, that's what I should say. Since it wasn't a full shear of a kezias, he wanted to be mezalzel, and so you could do even less than the 60 amount. Amar le'avu, his father says to him, "Lava mina luch lo tezalzel b'shir d'rabbanan." Didn't I tell you not to be mezalzel and shear d'rabbanan? Rashi says, "Kolmer that filu midi the lo mitzah midoraisa." Even if it's not a midoraisa, lo tezalzel b'shirai. Ve'oh, the hamid midoraisa aser the chatzis shear aser min haTorah. And not only that, it's aser midoraisa. What you think? Only a kezias is aser min haTorah? Maybe a kezias is only the certain ramifications only happen with a kezias. But even less than a kezias, it's still going to be aser min haTorah. Right, chatzishir aser min haTorah, v'chatzishir minayin tamelomer kol chelav v'perek vasad yuma. The Odin furthermore back in the Gemara, ha'amar Rav Yochanan chatzishir aser min haTorah, like we just said. Okay, amar Rav Shemin bar Abba, amar Rav Idi bar Idi, bar Gershom bar Levi, bar Prata, amar Ben Achman, amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, mishum zaken echad. That's a mouthful. The Rabbi Yaakov Shemei, his name was Rabbi Yaakov. The Bein Asiya Amru, those who live in the Nasi, the house of the Nasi, say, Beitza B'Shishim. If an Aser egg was cooked with 60 parts Asura, then the other food is going to be Aser. Shema'achas of 61, Mutes, and it's going to be Mutter. Amr B'Zer, the Rabbi Shemin Bar Abba. Re'esha atam metil ba gavul heter. See that by saying this din, you're setting up a mutter boundary. Something about mutter boundary. That is, you're saying that an egg is bottled in 61, but you're not explaining whether you mean that it's nullified even when the total mixture, meaning the usser egg, with the permitted eggs added to 61, or whether it's bottled only when there are 61 mutter eggs, besides other, meaning a total of 62. So as you hear your din, without understanding this, may assume you mean 61, including the usser egg, when in fact, it's unclear, like we're going to see. There are two great sages who didn't explain this idea with certainty. Who is that? Of Yaakov or Edi? From Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Tarayim Mishmeda of Yeshua bar Ben Levi, Amri, Beitza B'Shishim, if an Aser egg was cooked with 60 eggs, Asur, it's Aser. Everything's going to be Aser. B'Shishim Achaz with 61, Mataris, B'Bailu. And they asked, B'Shishim Achaz Bahadi Dida, does it mean that 61 parts, including the egg? Odoma Labar mean not. What does it mean? 61 parts besides the egg. Right. So a total of 62 or a total of 61? V'lo pashut, and it wasn't answered. Mar pashut lo mifshat, and Mar resolves this situation. Pashut lo mifshat. He says his din without any discussion over here, which might be believed to think that 61, including the egg, is going to be enough. Period. Yetmar. Okay, so, basically, I felt like I left a little sentence there. You should have ended off the din by saying, but I don't know if the Aser egg is included in the number 61 or not. But in not doing that, you're going to mislead people. Zag is Dr. Rashi. A Aser egg cooked in 60 plus itself is Aser. In 61 plus Shishim Va'achas plus itself, it's going to be Mutter. Okay. Bavalu Samach Beis is Rashi, because then it ends up being that it's 62.
Ha'udas a story time. There was one who came to the Kabbalah Rebbe Gamliel Rebbe. He wanted to ask about an Aser thing that was cooked with mutter stuff, which had 45 times the Aser thing. This is Rashi. Palga de Zesa de Isura Hava v'chi'ov de Rebbe Shimon Rebbe. Okay, let's see. Amar Lei, he says to him, Abba lo shir ba'arbayim v'sheva. Father wouldn't measure mevatel the usher thing in 47. Va'ani shir ba'arbayim v'chamish. And I'm going to measure in 45. Of course not. Can't do such a thing. It's like look to Rashi. Rashi spells the whole thing out. Another story. Ahud also coming to Rav Shimon bar Rabbi. He wanted to know again about something that was Aser that was cooked with mutter stuff. It was 43 times Aser. Amalei, Abel Shir Ba'arbayim V'chamesh, V'ani Ashar Ba'arbayim V'shalosh. He didn't do it with 45, I'm going to do it with 43. Because even though we said that the Shir is 60, this is talking before they set up the Shir of 60, so there were different levels that they say. So I can't do it with 43. Ahud Aser came to Rav Chia. There was someone who came in front of Rav Chia. And again, mutter and Aser stuff from L.A. Klum Yishloshim, he said that Rav Chia said to him, there are not 30 things mutter here. Time of the Shloshim, says, well, because it's not 30. Hayik Shloshim Masharina, but if it would be 30, it would be good. No one holds that. It's going to be battle in 30. What are you talking about? Rashi's bitamiya v'kuli high. We miss awesome. We go that low. Rabbi Chanina Guzma.
Rechia says, Rechia's statement was said with, he was being sarcastic. He was being, he meant to say, why do you bother me with this question? There's not even 30 times a thing over here. So I can even start the discussion over here being vatel. Rashi says, Guzma Klomer, Lama bas lishna elishololav, ahalo afil shloshamin bo beheter, kamosa iser, velav davka komale, davar she'ina yachal lamad, Klomer klum yisham afilu shloshim alpha pishen anita rekach. There's nothing to talk about. Okay, now like we had mentioned, this concept of isav hetter gets mixed up as but the b'shisham, but that wasn't always the case. Amar b'chia bar Abba, Amar b'yoshua ben Levi ben Mishum bar Kapura, kol ishun shabatar b'shisham. All isav yudar abatol b'shisham. Gabi 6d. Amar l'fanar Rabbi Shmuel bar Yerushalak Rabbi Ata Omer Kain. You want to say this? You want to tell me the name of Shuban Levi and the name of Bar Kapara that it's really about the Mishishim? Hacham Rav Asim of Shuban Levi Mishum Bar Kapara Kol Yisurin Shabbatora B'meya. All Isurim Batona are going to be batal in 100, in 100. Ushneim lo limdua ella, and both of them didn't learn this. Limdua ella mizra b'sheila. They only learned that they're dinim from the cooked foreleg of the nazir. You know, the nazir is a korban that he comes and he brings, and that's where they learn it from. It's yeah. You see, the pasuk says, "V'lakach ha'koin." It says, "Rab b'sheila." The coin takes the b'sheila, the foreleg. V'tanya and the brayse says, "B'sheila." The foreleg, beep, turn the page. Tzadi chesam beis. E b'shela el shlema. The word b'shela means nothing other than it's got to be complete. Rashi says, no, special, but he's a Lushan. Doesn't explain what language that is, but apparently it's a particular language that b'shela means whole. And the Tanakhama is saying that the Torah is telling the word b'shela that it's got to be like that. Rabbi Yoshua Yuchai Omer, E b'shela el shlema is bashla ima'ayel. The word b'shela means cooked. So we're saying nothing other than the foreleg was cooked together with the ram. According to Shimon, the word b'shela is used in its Hebrew sense, and it means cooked. So it means that, and the kohen shall take the cooked foreleg from the ram. This indicates that the foreleg must be cooked before the kohen takes it from the ram, which in turn indicates that it should be cooked together with the ram. Both of them, the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon, the Kuli Alma Bahadi Ayil Mavashala, that they both say that the foreleg is cooked together with the rest of the ram in the same pot. Where they are arguing, Mar Savar Mechatechla Vahadim Mavashala. One of the Tanakhama holds that first you cut off the foreleg from the ram and then you cook it together with the rest of the ram in the same pot. Marsover Mevashala Vahadir Mechatikla. Now Shimon says that what do you do? First you cook it with the rest of it, and then you go and you cut it off. Viboy same another answer to Kuliyama Mechatikla Vahadir Mevashala. Everyone agrees that you cut it off and then you go and you cook it. Mihu Marsover Vahadi Ayal Mevashala. One says Shimon says that after he cuts it off, he cooks it together with the rest of the ram in the same pot. Marsover Bekhilir Cheris Mevashala. The other one says that you do it in a another pot. Okay, so the Gemara is explain that the way said above that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rav Asi learn out their ideas about whether bittul requires 60 or 100 that comes from this cooked foreleg. Lilishta kama libid deivrei kol. In the first pshat of the machlokes in Tanakhama Shimon Yochai, according to everyone, right, which according to everyone, that is right. The Tanakhama and Rishon Mechai, the masculine, it's cooked together with the rest of the ram. Lalishna Basra, Ali B'Dav Shim Ben Yochai. In the second way, the second shot of the Machlokas, it goes to Rishon Mechai. It comes out that the foreleg, which is Usser for nine Kohanim, was cooked together with the rest of the ram in one pot, and it gave tam. So the fact that the rest of the ram is going to be mutter to be eaten by its baal, by the baalim, by the owners, Israel owners, proves that the iser flavor that's given up by the ram is butter with the rest of the ram. Mandam b'shishim, so the one who says shishim, thinks about the b'shishim, sover basar v'atzamas b'hadi basar v'atzamas b'sharinan. you measure the meat and the bones of the foreleg against the meat and the bones of the ram. And the Havali B'Shishim, therefore, comes out, it is Shishim. The Chamim calculated the starfus of meat and bones of the rest of the ram to be 60 times the combination of the meat and the bones of the foreleg. So the fact that the Torah matters the ram for non-Kohanim proves that an usher thing becomes batel b'shishim. Madam Remea, the one who says that it's the bittel is done with mea, with 100, suver baser b'hadi baser b'sharin, and you say that we measure meat of the foreleg as the meat of the ram, b'havalei b'mea. So it's a mixture of 100, where the heels of the bones do not give any tam into the mixture. So when measuring the iser stuff of the pot, we do only the meat of the foreleg and not of the bones. That's what Rashi says, man damer mea, so for etzim lo boy the shura, the halo palataima mea, there's no tam that comes from the chimasharis, baser de zoa, bahadi baser de ayalika mea. Comes out that it comes out the ratio of meat of the foreleg to the meat of the rest of the ram is 1 to 100. So both of them are raim, though both of them are maskim that the ratio of bittel for all usher stuff is learned out from the case of the cooked foreleg. Says more mi alfin mina. Do we really learn out the din of other usher stuff from the case of the cooked foreleg? So Tanya, we looked at a brisa, which is referencing the ram of the nazir. Zeu hetera b'machal iser. The Torah, the fact that the Torah allows the ram to be eaten by non kohanim, even though it absorbed the tam of the flavors, comes from the foreleg. He says this is a heter that is an exception to the general rule. Haba Mechal Isser, the general rule of the Isser. Right? She says, Zeu heter anita Mechal Isser, Shrei Bala Ayel min Azroa, Vetiru Lecha Kosov. That's pretty crazy. Zeu Lamate Mai. It says, this, what's it coming to Mai? It's Lavna Mutti Kol Isser Mishra Torah. Is it not coming to Mai all Isser Mishra Torah that we don't learn out from it? And I mean, the Bryce is not saying that the case of the cooked foreleg is unique, that the bittel of its flavor in the Nazir's ram does not serve as the prototype for other usher things. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Lo Nischa El Rabbi Yehuda, the Brisa statement of the Nazir's ram is unique is relevant only according to Rabbi Yehuda. The lesson of Zehu. The Amar Min Bemino Labato Yehuda was from Rabbi Yehuda's famous Shita. He says Min Bemino is not butel. He holds only min b'she'en mito. Mito is going to be butel. Mito is not going to be butel. And therefore, this is the chiddush over here, the case of the Nazir's ram, where we apply this din of bittel, even though the usser and mutter stuff are the same. Right? They're both ram meat. And that's unique in this particular case. K'mashvon, the hachal butel, is what comes to teach you, that over here, the taka are butter. V'ligzer minei. I'm sorry, Veligmar Mine, why don't we learn out from this whole Nazir's ram that the mixture of one thing with his own kind is something which can be batel, right? That's just Levitule Min Bimino. Why don't we learn from here that Taka this be the example? Kali Rachmana, and for the Gemara, the Torah revealed Velakach Midam Par Midam Asair that it says that he shall take from the blood of the bull and that of the sire of the he-goat. Now, Tervayim, how they are done, you know, both bloods are mixed together with one another, philobatli, but they're not butel, so must be min bimino, where the kind does not become butel with its own kind. And for the Gemara, my chazit the gemina mihach, why would it be the bihuda? For what reason did you... Did you review this? I want to say that we learned out the law of mixtures of min bimino from that case of the mixed bloods. And then we learned out that
a kind is not batel in its own kind, b'mino is not batel, ligmar hai, let's learn it out from the law of the mixtures from this case of the cooked four line included, and come out that the mixtures of a min with its b'mino are going to be batel. But the Gemara chiddush. No, that whole thing is a chiddush, right? As it says, the lechatchila het to levatel iser. That whole thing's a big thing. I mean, chiddush or gemara, we can't learn that from a chiddush. And for the Gemara, hachi, if it's true that the case of the foreleg is a chiddush, we can't learn that. So lemeah v'shishim nami lo ligmar, with a reference to the bittel of 160, we shouldn't be able to learn other cases from it. As well, right? Just we can't let the mixtures of min b'mino becoming batel from the case of this, because it's a chiddush and therefore it can't be as a model. So to here also, we shouldn't be able to learn out this chiddush that mixtures of min even b'enum mino is going to be batel in 60 or in 100. And for the Gemara, atu anala kula garin, are we then learning out a kula here? This lechumra garminan, we're learning out of chumra. The midoraisa beruva batel, because really midoraisa, your batel berov. So the thing we learn out from the cooked foreleg, therefore, is telling us a chumra that a bittel of something usser or tam that goes into something is going to need 60 or 100. Says Rashi, the Midrash, Klomer, Ila me'ay gaminan u'mishavinan bitol tam kishar bituli deraisa beruba havelan lebituli should bottle it with a roof. Kedichsev, like it says, achri rab nahatos. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish all you all a great, great day.